This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right back at it on a 7 o'clock Friday morning. That's right. Raise them up, Mac.
You can see my dance moves if you go to YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, Facebook. Find us, The Fan 965.
Would you like to get caked by Steve Aoki?
Yeah, I would like that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Still get down to that. It have to be at like a festival. I'm not going to like a specific Steve Aoki rager.
He's like, you, are you ready? I mean, the accuracy he has with the cake is insane.
No, it's sick.
Whew.
Dusty, I'm sponsoring a last-minute scramble next Friday in Smithville. You want to grab one more in place since you're off? I wish. I won't be back in town until the next day.
Going to the beach?
Yeah, dude, I'll be in Gulf Shores starting tomorrow morning, which is interesting. So Surfside hooked it up. I'll post a picture of it later on. They absolutely hooked it up for the trip.
Dude, no troubles.
Yeah, dude. And, like, got a towel, a cooler.
That's
enough
so awesome.
For, like, 2 days. I'm kidding, like 24 surf sides. And then,
about 2 days. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I got, they even gave me a little like flotation device. So I'm interested to see if that's just like a raft. It's like Surfside raft.
Yes.
I'm going to look like a NASCAR driver sponsored by Surfside. Oh, that's great. That's great. I don't know, man. Like, yeah, I wish I could play, cause I'm going to miss golf. Cause I wanted to play down there and then everybody backed out like a bunch of losers. Oh, I don't want to play golf. My wife will let me get away for 4 hours in the Gulf Shores. Go play at like a great course. But it is funny. So I have to take a shuttle from Pensacola's airport to where I'm at in the Gulf Shores. Dude, guess what the name of the shuttle is? I blank you not.
What is it?
Surfside Shuttle.
What?
I'm not kidding. Ow. I can show you the email.
And it's not no bubbles, no troubles.
No correlation.
That's crazy.
Because I had to do some research because you can take an Uber, obviously. But I was like, all right, so I'm taking a $75 Subaru solo. Going to be in a car with some random person
nice.
I've never met.
Okay.
Never met this person. Car ride for an hour and 10 minutes and going to look like a dog.
You going to try and talk to him?
Well, I'm always that guy.
Yeah, I figured.
Every Uber
that's
I get, because you can always like figure out with like in 2 seconds.
If they're
hey,
down
thanks
or
for
not.
The pickup. Hey, man, no problem. How you doing? Good. Okay.
All right, that's it.
Yeah. I know that'd be the greatest golf down there. The grass. I'm actually, I can't now.
You're talking yourself into it.
Yeah. Well, I want to.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's just no way. No way. I wish. I know. I'll go back every year, though. I promise. Because everyone told me you go once to the Gulf Shores, you'll go again and again and again and again.
And you haven't been to a beach in a long time,
24
right?
years.
That's what you said yesterday. You mentioned that in
2000. I'm going to say I was 13 years old.
Dude,
I'm going to be 38
nuts.
In about 2.5 weeks. I'll be 38.
I'm so stoked.
Can't
You're
wait.
Have a great time.
Somebody says you might have to sneak away for a couple hours, just go play 9 holes. Can you rent golf clubs?
Oh, I'm sure you can.
That's amazing. Golfing with the wife and kids in Galway, Ireland this October. That's awesome.
Bro, see, like, brioche.
That's when we're like, you're like, honey, like, this is pretty cool deal. Like, this is where like golf was created.
Yeah.
You want to go out there and check it out? All right. That sounds fun. Renting clubs sucks, but I'd look into it there. Yeah, I know. I know. I know. I know. But it gives me reason to come back, and it makes me learn from my mistakes and not taking my clubs, which leads me into learning from your mistakes. Mm-hmm. If you missed it yesterday, Rashee Rice pled guilty. 30 days in jail will have to be served within the 5 years of his probation sentencing. We will see what the NFL has to do. I have a feeling that we are going to see something today. I don't know that. I don't have a source on that. I don't have any sort of anything, but the way that the league is moving, the league knows that the season is starting, because next Tuesday, everybody's showing up in St. Joe
yep.
to start practicing for the 2025 season. And with Rashee Rice potentially seeing a suspension that I think we can both comfortably say, if we had to pick a number, we'd go between 4 and 6, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're okay with that?
Yep.
I would say somebody's going to have to step up, because I don't know about you, Mac, but the first 9 weeks are brutal for this
insane.
Schedule.
It's
Eagles,
nuts.
Bills, Commanders.
Ravens in there.
Yeah. Eagles, Chargers. That's 6 of the 9. Now you have a couple duds in there, right? Jacksonville's in there, I believe.
Yep. Giants, Raiders would be your quote-unquote duds. But,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm going to call the Raiders a dud. But yeah, those are your easier games.
No, they're like
games.
A milk dud.
Yes.
Yeah, they're good, but they're not.
Good.
They're not the top.
Nope.
Right? And so somebody's got to step up. And you and I were going back and forth with conversations and putting stuff in the rundown yesterday. And this is where, you know, I think the Travis Kelce thing makes sense to me, right? Like, this is where it's like, hey, Trav, normally we strike that, reverse it. We're going to load you down and then load you up towards the end. What we're going to have to do this year is you're going to have to kind of still be that dude for whatever the suspension may be, whatever that might intake. And you're going to have that sort of production that we weren't expecting. But also you look at the other guy that's a wide receiver in Xavier Worthy.
Yeah, I mean, who stepped up so much at the end of last year, was having to run routes that he wouldn't have ran before, the intermediate stuff, curl routes, did better against contact than I think we give him credit for, too, even though he's like weighs as much as I do, like he's 160-something pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to see his progression ramp up exponentially now. I think we're going to see him not just running the deep bombs, which I know we want, and we will see once we have the full repertoire of weapons there. But I think for now, I think Xavier Worthy is going to be able to do a lot of stuff that we haven't necessarily pinpointed him as his archetype. We're going to see him running intermediate routes. We're going to see him running across the middle. I think they've got the guys to do this. I think Kelsey's going to be used more, but I don't want the guy who was a complete shell of himself to have to be playing 80 or 90% of the snaps. And I think they have the receivers to not necessarily have to do that. Noah Gray as well. Jalen Royals, this is your time. Andy Reid, Jalen Royals, play him. Week one. I know Juju's going to get the majority of the snaps at the beginning, but this should allow you to get your young guys in so that when you're in week 12, week 11, whatever it is, and Rashee Rice is fully incorporated, Jalen Royals is too.
To me, there's three advantages and three disadvantages. The disadvantages we'll do first. You're without your number one wide receiver. Hello, elephant in the room.
Yep.
Number two, Mahomes. Again, not a full receiver room.
Yep.
Once again. The other disadvantage is that you have to take your offense that you want to put together that you're going to work on a lot of this season and kind of have to hide it for however long it is and you don't know yet. You eventually will. Three advantages. You didn't have Rashee Rice last year.
Yes.
Xavier Worthy is familiar with this role and is also another year experienced. You didn't have Hollywood Brown last year.
That's it. Yeah, that's huge.
And now you have Hollywood Brown. So if he can stay healthy, you're adding Hollywood Brown in there as well as another year of Xavier Worthy, as well as Travis Kelce and his swan song. So yes, Rashee Rice is not there. Maybe a fourth advantage. They ran this offense last year. Now they didn't have Hollywood Brown, but insert Hollywood Brown where you had DeAndre Hopkins, right?
That'll be his role. That part's easy. Yeah.
And he already knows what he's got to do because he was here all year last year. He's in every film room interview.
He played the last month and a half.
Correct.
He got at least 6 weeks or so of some reps.
So the way you ended is the way you'll technically kind of start.
Yes.
It's not like you're a stranger to this. And you still have Mahomes in his youth. It's not like Mahomes is 38 out there missing his number one wide receiver target. It's like, oh, crap. He's still got Travis, which is, I think, a big advantage, too, because we both said, I don't want to see Travis Kelce. I mean, I don't want to. I don't need to see him go over 800 yards. I'm not asking for that. But let's say Rashee Rice misses four games, and within those four games he misses, Travis Kelce averages 100 yards receiving. He's halfway there. And then you can kind of incorporate Rashee Rice when he comes back. Right. But you wouldn't be against it. Like, you wouldn't think that it's that wild. Now, I know you're playing the Lions in that week, the first 9 weeks. You're playing the Eagles. You're playing good defensive teams and good defensive units. But we know Travis Cook's against the Chargers. That's the first week.
Yep, week one. Week two, I believe, is the Eagles. And then week three, I think, is the Ravens. I have to look at it. I'll pull it up here real quick. Yeah, week three is the Giants. And then week four is the Ravens.
And somebody in the text line says, do any of you have any interest in Keenan Allen or Amari Cooper? I'd give Keenan Allen a try. But I also have interest in what we have in our system.
Yeah.
Because those guys don't know it, and everybody that's playing this year does know that. Xavier Worthy, Travis Kelce, Hollywood Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster, Kareem Hunt, Isaiah Pacheco, Noah Gray. Maybe we'll see something from Wiley. Maybe we'll see Jared Wiley step into the scene. That's who I want to watch in camp.
Jake Brennenstuhl. Telling you. Jake Brennenstuhl. Okay, that's fine. Jake Brennenstuhl is going to be that guy, too.
He's Rashee Rice. He is Justin Ross.
Jody Fortson. He's Justin Ross.
Maybe they give him another chance.
No, Jake Brennenstuhl is he's that guy. But, yeah, I mean, I think we talk about drafting and developing talent to keep a dynasty going to sustain success. You've drafted that talent. You've already done your due diligence to be able to withstand something like this. Jalen Royals is that answer. Juju can be Jalen Royals, be the Rashee Rice, if you will, for a couple of weeks, and maybe majority of that week one and week two. But man, I'm telling you what, if Royals is playing 5 or 10% of the snaps these first 4 weeks, you are missing an opportunity to develop your talent in the spot that you need to. Getting an old receiver like Keenan Allen, who was injured a lot of last season, is not what you need. You've got depth. All we've talked about all offseason, Dusty, is how you have 6 or 7 guys in this wide receiver room.
I'm not in favor of getting a body.
Yeah, don't get a body. Don't get a body. You have guys. You've drafted guys. You've got 4 running backs. You've got 3 or 4 tight ends. You've got 6 wide receivers. Use it.
And you got Patrick Mahomes.
And you've got Patrick LaVon Mahomes II. This is going to be fine.
You got to keep them separated.
Chiefs and Royals, we'll get back to both of those, but the Royals play ball tonight in Miami. The second half officially starts, and the second half of the show, we're kind of there. 96.5 The Fan, that's Mac Morey. I'm Dusty Like, it's your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Such a great song to play into the intro of that.
She's such a smooth ride.
And welcome back into the show, 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City sports. Mac Morey, Dusty Like is with you here on Fesco and Dusty. Bob will be back Monday. He's currently
Sunday. I'm gonna shave the cheeks and everything else.
That's right. But yeah, tonight kind of exciting for me. Baseball's back, so we have something. Right, something to watch. In Miami, gosh, is that one dude pitching for the Marlins, their stud, like his name like Alcantara or something like that? I should probably check this during the break instead of going there and just talk your ear off. They don't have any pitching announcements announced. Starting pitcher, yeah, Sandy Alcantara for the Marlins. In this app, it does not have available pitching yet for the Royals. I would assume it's Bubich.
Yeah, it doesn't have, but then
you
does
look yours
at pitching,
have it?
But you, yeah.
Because Alcantara is pitching for Miami, which sucks.
No, yeah. It doesn't say.
Yeah. Maybe the text line knows. 913-586-7965. To the guy that sent us the biggest hoax in the card thing, dude, that's nuts. That's nuts.
That's
402.
Insane, man. I can't believe we both missed that. That's coming up later in the show.
I wonder how much Gold knows about that, because I'm going to text him.
Yeah.
Because we're always joining breakers and stuff like that, and now that the information, we'll bring this up later on, but 402, good find.
Seriously.
Good share. That's insane.
Yeah, take the day.
Good night, man. What a story. We'll dive into that. Yeah, there's some fraud in the baseball card, football card world of memorabilia. So you will hear that later on the show, probably around 9 o'clock. But the Royals do start tonight. They play in Miami. Then they go to Chicago for the Cubs. So that should be interesting to see what they can do there. But there's really no way to sugarcoat it, right? There's no way to hide it. You're on a short leash. You're out of the lives if you're a cat. Your record is 47-50. Last I checked, you were 4.5 games out of the wild card situation, and you got to make up some ground. You got to make up some ground against Minnesota, the Angels, the Rangers, the Rays, the Mariners, the Red Sox. All those teams are ahead of you. And if you can get above the Mariners, the Rays, the Rangers, the Angels, and the Twins, you'll pop right into that wild card spot. And I know there's some of you out there that have been burned enough this season and you're just ready for training camp, and I'm not going to blame you. I get it. 97 games and you're done. But I don't think this team's done. I really, really don't. I think the hard reset, unlike what worked for this TV that Binkley broke, I think the hard reset about this team could be interesting. Bobby Wood Jr., Michael Garcia, Chris Bubich, Estevez, Noah Cameron, Salvador Perez. And what can the kid do? And I think there are three things that I will look at in the next 25 ball games for this Royals team. 97 games played. Does Bobby Witt continue to be the superstar? Like, can Bobby Witt Jr. finish top three in the MVP? Because we know where the top two MVP votes are going in the AL, right? We might know where the top three are going. We would assume that it's going to be Aaron Judge. We'd assume Cal Raleigh will finish runner-up. And then it's between Bobby and Tarik Skubal, I believe, who will be your third MVP candidate. Can Bobby Witt Jr. continue to be that sort of player, that dude? The other thing that I would look at is how good the pitching staff will continue to stay a solid unit. Can you afford to trade Seth Lugo right now with Lorenzen and Cole Reagan's out? I don't know if you can. Now, again, if you go into Miami and lose 2 out of 3 and then go to the Cubs and get swept, you got to sell, right? That's why I think these next two series are huge. July 31st is the trade deadline. You play the Marlins and you play the Cubs. You win 2 of those, you know what the answer is. You know exactly what the answer is. Bite the bullet, finish the season, come back, and try to figure something out of where it failed so bad this year, which we know where it is, and that's hitting. But if you, in fact, go to Miami and win 2 out of 3, go to Chicago and win 2 out of 3, they are a better road team than they are a home team. We know that, right? Now, they looked really good at home this past weekend. I know they went 4-2, but lost 2 games to the Mets in that final series. Heartbreaker. You would have liked to be, 5-1. Didn't so happen to work out that way. But can that pitching staff continue to be a unit? Lugo, Bubich, Noah Cameron, Lorenzen's injured, Cole Reagan's is injured, your bullpen is good, Estevez, Urseg, we know those guys can hang in there, Daniel Lynch, still pretty good. And then the third thing I'm looking after is the second half of Cags. Because there's no doubt about it. You know that I'm a fanboy of it. You know that the power, the size, the aura of him is what makes me a huge fan of this kid. And we've seen it. We've seen 466 to center. We've seen 2 home runs in a game. We've seen him hit the fly ball unselfishly to the wall to get Michael Garcia over to let Nick Lofton knock him in. But can Cags get it together? And what I mean by that is give us what Oakland and Boston are seeing, right? Give us what Nick Kurtz is doing for Oakland. Bombing 17 home runs, the guy that was taken right in front of Cags. Roman Anthony, top 5 in rookie of the year. Nick Kurtz, number 2, right behind Jacob Wilson. But can Cags finally give you that? And I know I haven't even opened the text line yet because I know there's people that are shaking their heads saying, please stop. We know what this team is. We know what Cags will be. We don't.
Dusty, stop. You're setting yourself up to get heartbroken again. It's a vicious cycle. Don't do it to yourself again.
I'm going to. I'm addicted to it.
This is your friend. Hey, man, I don't think you should should date her again. She's really bad for you, man.
Red flags.
It doesn't work. There's red flags.
Everywhere.
It's toxic.
But what if I'm going back. What if it's not?
This is yes. What if it works this time?
What if she's changed over that coffee date?
Mm-hmm.
What if she finally looked herself in the mirror and said, you know what? It's okay if you smoke a little weed.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's okay if you stay up till midnight having a few. Not every night. It's okay on Friday. Can we get rid of Sundays? Can we compromise on that? Yeah. Can you stop nagging me on if I did the dishes because you know that I did? This is the Royals.
Could you get a hit with a guy on third base and no outs?
Please. And I don't think they're done. I really don't think they are done.
That's fair. I have been resurged with hope a little bit too. This break was good for me. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Let's go.
And
starts tonight.
No doubt.
Says another texter as well.
No, and I get that because, and I think, and not only that, I think the break was good for the fan base.
Yes, it was for me at least.
Right, because depending on how we go tonight, and I know that Al Contreras' ERA and stuff doesn't matter. How many times that mattered in the regular season, guys? Right? How many times that really mattered? But the thing that is interesting to me about this second half is that it not only is it good for the fan base, it's good for the team. It's great for the team. But those are the three things I look for. Is Bobby Wood Jr., can he continue to stay a star? Can he finish top 3 in the MVP? Top 2 spots are Judge and Cal Raleigh. We know that. The dumpers number, which again, how about that? Another guy that's going to have an amazing season, and he's not going to get it because Aaron Judge. Where we gave it to Aaron Judge because he was hitting like 400, all these home runs, all these RBIs. Now Cal Raleigh's kind of shut the gap a little bit because Aaron Judge is a freak. I get it. But every year, somebody has a historic year. Cal Raleigh has 38 home runs on pace to hit 76. He will not hit 76.
No.
But he might hit 65.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what he's going to have to do to win the MVP. Can Bobby Wood Jr. be that guy still? Can he, at the end of the year, Bobby Wood Jr. hits 320, 33 home runs,
45 stolen bases and 55 doubles. That's an insane year. And if he can do that, that's going to add more wins to the column, add more drive in this team, because we've heard Q say it, we've heard LaFever say it, we've heard everybody say it. This team goes the way Bobby goes. Did this break help him realize he's the guy?
Mm-hmm.
Had a good all-star game, two RBIs, one for two, all that sort of, you know, stuff.
Should have been in the swing-off.
Could have, should have, wasn't. And then you look at the pitching staff. Can Noah Cameron continue to slay? Can Chris Bubich continue to be an all-star pitcher? Can Seth Lugo stay on this team if they're not sellers?
I think it's Lugo tonight, by the way.
Yeah, text line thinks it's Lugo. Said it is Lugo. Cool.
Yes.
Thank you, text line. And then the third one, of course, is can Jack be Jack? Because Roman Anthony, he figured it out in Boston. Nick Kurtz has it figured out in Oakland. All in that same draft. Jack Caglione, can we see it? I don't know. Or maybe.
But you're so high.
Also possibly. Could be that.
The scores are. Cags 260 with 15 bombs in the second half from the 816.
Please.
Let's go.
I believe in the Royals too, Dusty. Can't turn my back on them. Dear Royals, will you go out with me again? Yeah. For sure.
Yes.
Let her go. No, man.
No, I mean, there are reasons to be optimistic here.
No, dude, it's legitimately bad for you. My best friend literally flew to Seattle, Washington this weekend to try to rekindle a relationship with a girl who should not even be allowed within the same hemisphere as him. I ain't flying to Marlins game to see it.
No.
That'd be another thing. Like, where are you going on vacation? Florida and Chicago? For what? To watch every Royals game? Dude.
Dude, you're down bad.
You know, so, gosh, man. And again, we've seen Jake Eisenberg stats. Caglione was the most unlucky hitter in the entire league for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And I hate that stat. I really do. Because it's like, yeah, it's unlucky, but it's like at some point, out of everyone, that's kind of an anomaly.
It's an anomaly, but like you'd expect a positive regression, just like you expect a negative regression for like Chiefs in one score games, 10-0. Like that should probably go down to 7-3, you know, like things like that. I mean, if you're that unlucky for that long of a time, which is nice in baseball, we actually get real sample sizes. Yeah, this will come up. This will be better, especially with the break.
Yeah, so we'll see. I don't know, man. I'm not going anywhere. I promise. Mac, take it away.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three. Three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One word on the Royals being back in the schedule, playing games.
Excited.
Let's be clear.
Yeah, excited. Got an opportunity in Miami where a team that doesn't care about what they do or not. Go sweep Miami. Go take two out of three from Chicago. Give this town something to talk about, because you got this weekend, Daddy, and guess who starts throwing footballs in St. Joe on Tuesday?
Yep, that's exactly right.
Your guy. August 2nd, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens, live from St. Joe. Come out.
Let's go. Come see us.
Come on, somebody. And, look, I'm excited. I want to see a lot of answers. I don't want to see some of the same stuff. It's like second semester, right? First semester, you walked out of there with a D+. Could have been a B, but you didn't study for a couple tests.
Yep.
You didn't show up for a pop quiz, and your attendance was low. That's not a shot of the fans. I'm just saying, like, in a metaphor.
Yeah, in the analogy. Yes,
And so we'll see, man. I really, really, really want to see what this team does, because they're going to give you you have 2 weeks, and that's what sucks, because July 31st is right around the corner. And you know what happens on July 31st? The NFL plays a football game.
Yes.
Whether it's a dumb game where nobody plays or not, the NFL's on TV. And that's the trade deadline. And we see where the Royals will be at that point. But I'm excited, man. Horny.
Last month without football until March. So my one word for the Royals would be Mahomes.
Did you see
that's who you're battling.
Yeah, did you see the meme of it was Scott Hansen's face?
Yes.
And then it was the NFL logo and it was the Coldplay couple and it said 8 weeks or something like that? It's so good.
Those memes were amazing.
And then there was one, it was the Dolphins logo, and then the girl was like 7-9 or whatever it was, 7-10. Anyways, continue.
There should be another one that's your face and then you just like hugging surf sides at the beach or whatever this weekend.
Or a Royals logo.
Or the Royals logo, yes.
Somebody make it.
Okay. Yeah, mine would be Mahomes. That's who they're battling. They've got a sweep right now, man. Put up or shut up. It's this weekend, now or never. Let's go. Get back. Excuses are over. You've got the team. Get it done. We saw TJ Watt get a monumental deal, 3 years, $123 million extension, $108 million fully guaranteed. That $41 million per year average is the highest of any non-QB in NFL history. One word on TJ Watt being locked up.
Dallas? Like, now Jerry Jones get to pay that much more money to Micah Parsons?
Idiots.
If I'm George Karloftis, that gives me a lot of incentive to go do what Matt McMullen thinks and get 14 sacks. Because the ceiling is getting higher and higher and higher for this position. What are we at now? Quarterback, left tackle, edge rusher?
It's probably quarterback, edge rusher.
Because now what you just said, that TJ is the highest paid NFL athlete ever outside of being a quarterback.
And I think, he's at 41. Garrett's in the mid-30s, high-30s. He's making a bunch of cash. I mean, this is, we're talking quarterback money. $41 million a year is decent quarterback money. Mm-hmm. That's what you're now paying these guys. So, yeah, if that tells you anything about what could happen with George Karloftis in the future, there you go. My one word would be old. Turns 31 this year. It's a little bit of a risky deal. Maybe risk is the one word. Risk. You're not in a situation where you're going to be winning any Super Bowls or hosting any Lombardis.
Well, the way that Pittsburgh's been this offseason, it looks like they're going straight for a Super Bowl.
9-win total to 9.5 win total. One word in the career earnings, they showed this graphic of the career earnings between JJ and TJ. JJ Watt, 12 years, $129.7 million. New extension for TJ Watt, next 3 years, $123 million, $6 million less than JJ made in his whole career.
One word. TJ's better.
I think it's also, it's time.
Yeah. I mean, salary caps jumped up.
Exactly. Yeah, it's money.
But at the end of the day, you can call me crazy for that take. At the end of the day, we will say that TJ Watt was better than JJ Watt, and JJ Watt was a freak, dude.
JJ Watt was amazing.
JJ Watt
could have won MVP. Yeah. JJ Watt.
TJ Watt could have won MVP twice.
Yes. No, it's true.
He's always hurt. No, he's not.
Maybe the best brother duo in sports ever. Honestly, I mean, the Kelseys, the Gasols. Yeah, I think the Watts got to be up on top of that list.
Don't leave the Morris twins out.
Okay. Rashee Rice wasn't the only news that broke TJ Watt. Rashee Rice suspended or will be suspended now, at least we know, at least we think. 2 to 6 games, maybe 8 games is what we've all talked about. 30 days in jail, 5 years probation. One word on the Rashee Rice situation.
Deserved. I mean, we knew it was coming. We knew it was going to happen. We'll see what the actual penalty is. I think we'll get it today. I really do. I don't know why. But it seems like all week this week, we've got nothing but Chiefs drops.
Seriously.
Right? Nate Taylor's at ESPN.
Let's go, Nate.
Trey Smith gets signed. Rashee Rice pleads guilty, has all that sort of stuff. So now the NFL can expedite whatever they need to do to get this done. And you hear the word expedite, right? Get it done. Get it done fast. Hey, guess who's in St. Joe on Tuesday? Guess what day of the week it is today? Friday. You know all too well as I do, Monday comes very fast. And Tuesdays, you come faster. And
I just want to win, Jen.
No doubt. I know that I'm hard 24-7. Got to call a doctor. But yeah, I think it's deserved. I think we knew it was coming. We'll see what the game is. We'll see what the total is. And I think that we'll get that information at least, if not today, I think we'll have it before your guys' show on Monday with you and Bob. It will lead your show Monday. That's what I will say.
Yeah, I would be surprised if it wouldn't. I mean, it'll definitely be a lead of one of the shows next week. Like, it'll happen next week, if not this weekend. But I imagine you're right. It'll be pretty quickly. Yeah, I think deserves a good word. I think surprise is the other angle there, right? Because the word around the street, man, anyone you talked to who knew anything you read, who knew about something, was that this wasn't going to happen this season. Criminal cases are backed up in Texas. This is going to get pushed back. He won't be suspended. The Chiefs kind of got lucky. And then, bang, out of nowhere. So my one word would be surprise. But, hoping Rashee Rice can learn from that. One word on the CEO and HR woman getting caught at the Coldplay concert. If you didn't see this, you've been under a rock. CEO and a head of an HR of a company were caught cheating with each other at a Coldplay concert. Both married. both have children. The wife of that CEO on Facebook has since changed her last name. One word.
Ironic. You got a lady that's telling you can't be with other office employees. You have to have a professional. Like, how many, once a year, we have to take that video of, or do that little course for Odyssey. What should Sarah do? Dan seemed to be very aggressive about inviting her to his house after work. She should A, report to HR, B, take Dan up on his offer, C, kick Dan in the nuts. This was HR, dude freaked out, hid like there was something, like he was, you know, whatever. And then she just kind of turned away and let that beautiful silver hair fox. And then I want to know what the secretary's thinking, because she's known this has been going on. She was there. She was third wheeling it. She's known about this whole time. I mean, broke the internet. There will be a Netflix documentary on this exact
story. Oh, I hope so. I'd watch.
And when's the wife going to come out and speak?
Yeah, now soon to be ex-wife. You mean the CEO? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, the ex-wife.
Yeah.
What if she's like, you know what? I'm looking for a radio guy. Those guys really know how to get it done. Come on,
men's wieners.
Well, you know, I mean, no, but it's ironic, man, that there's like an HR lady who's trying to keep the morale in the office business casual.
Yeah,
and then the CEO, check this out. Hugging some sweater kittens the whole time, and then Coldplay. Oh, you guys aren't together. Sorry.
you must be having an affair.
Yeah.
Just their faces, too. Like, they were having a euphoric moment. Coldplay concert.
If they didn't play Every Teardrop as a Waterfall after that, they missed. Why is everybody shaming? Does everybody hate Coldplay?
Dude, yeah, people are, yeah. What? Well, I love Coldplay. I go to a Coldplay
concert.
Because
a lot of people call them our U2.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No, Coldplay's awesome. Also, U2 was awesome.
Yeah.
U2 was great. Not my generation, but the Apple Music thing ruined U2. That's not all their fault. Coldplay's great. Also, no, they were just having such a euphoric moment before they realized they were on the Jumbotron. It's great. Probably buzzed. Love and Life.
Buzzed.
Coldplay.
They were tanked.
Yeah, they were hammered.
Yeah.
And then just that moment of realization of, oh, shoot.
Yeah, we are so done.
We're done, dude. Yeah, dude, don't take cover, man.
Own it. And then you release a statement, I am very sorry. I apologize.
It's not what I wanted to be.
I should have never done that.
Jeez, bro. Yeah, dude, and you're right. That HR secretary or whatever, red as a tomato.
Oh, knew it was over. At that moment, life was great.
Exactly.
Life was great. Was and awesome. Then she's like, oh, we're all going down on this ship.
She's such a smooth ride.
Better be.
I mean, hey, dude. Also, people are like, well, what about the kids? Like, those people look like they were in their like late 50s. Like, I would assume that their kids are probably like 22, 23. Yeah. Like, yeah, dad's been a cheater his whole life. Fascist. You know, like, I hate my father. He's a CEO. Is your dad a CEO? No, my dad's actually awesome. He's not super rich. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't talk to that loser in 3 years. Hate him. I don't know. You think they still did the deed that night after knowing that their lives were forever changed?
I bet they had to.
I bet they felt a certain dirty. Well, we're busted now. Get naked.
Yeah, it's exactly. You know what I mean?
Oh, boy. That's one word. That's Mac Morey coming up on the other side. I want to ask you an out-of-left-field question. I'll give you the question before we go to break. Happy Gilmore 2 comes out a week from today, and we know the quote, find your happy place, happy. I ask you, 913-586-7965, how many people say a Coldplay concert? What is your happy place? 913-586-7965. We'll do the out-of-left-field question next. Here on Mac and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Real quickly, before we get to the out of left field question, I do want to give an update on the Open in the final major of the year. How about this guy, Brian Harman, doing it again? Brian Harman leading the Open right now at 7-under. Terrell Hatton, the little angry elf. He's at -6. You've heard of him. He always throws a temper tantrum after every single shot. He'll be 5 feet from the pin. HT Lee, -5.
Robert McIntyre, the guy that looks like he eats sunscreen for a living. Literally, Google search him. He is 5-under as well. Harris English, 5-under, too. Scotty Scheffler has yet to tee off. He is 3-under and tied for 8th. The other notable Americans with him, Keegan Bradley, also 3-under as well. So we'll keep you updated as long as you can. Then you'll get Drew's Irish accent as he does that. But we asked and we move on. It is the Out of Left Field question, sponsored by absolutely nobody, but somebody could step up. Shout out to Ron and Vern. Shout out to Vern tonight, man. He gets back to work, baby.
Let's
5 o'clock, dude.
Six Nick Vern.
6:10 start on 96.5 The Fan or the Royals. You got Josh Vernier starting up at 5 o'clock here on 96.5 The Van. The Van. The Fan. 96.5 The Van.
The Van.
You got any candy in there? No. God, no. No, but we asked this question, the Out of Left Field question. What is your happy place? What is your happy place? And the first response we got was your mom's bed. off to a hot Friday start. From the 913, my happy place is a WWE event. Okay. All right. You ever been?
I haven't.
Dude.
Fun?
We always get tickets whenever like Raw's in town. It's interesting.
I would love to go.
It's kind of like a carnival.
Yeah, I bet.
There's some carnies there. There's some acrobatic shows.
People watching.
And everybody knows all the songs. Oh, it's geez. Dude, it's great.
No, I'd like to go once.
It's where you take you get numb on the gum, and then you go there, you eat some popcorn, you look around, you got everybody wearing like title belts that they bought off of Amazon.
Hell yes.
Oh, it's nice, dude. Somebody's going through a table. Might get to be McAfee. Somebody says the back nine at Urbanus. Damn, that's a angry place sometimes for me. Somebody says from the 816, Christmas Eve at the in-laws with all my family and kids. It just doesn't get any better. Food, family, festivities.
Love it.
Maybe a little snow shower warm by the fireplace is the best. That is a very, very nice happy
place.
That's
a great happy place.
That's where you put them pajamas on, put Jameson in your hot chocolate.
Yes.
And just, of course, watch the Chiefs. Mac, what's your happy place? I love the Chiefs playing on Christmas. It's great.
You just ruined it.
Chiefs play on Christmas and make money. It's great. It creates revenue for the city. It's fun.
God, I had this wonderful imagery. The vibe was so nice. And
hot, yes, exactly.
Blue lady. All right, who's next on
Damn
the Christmas?
It.
Do it, Trap. Blue
not
lady.
Not what I want right now. I don't know. Do Body of Water. Lady beside me, Surfside in hand, garage tools nearby, just used.
Oh, those tools.
Those tools in the garage, yeah. Mm. A J, probably, is really what we're talking about.
Bigly?
yes, exactly.
I'll tell you something, Mac. This garage smells like complete blank. You got a skunk in here or something?
Juice all over the place.
No, it's weed.
yes, exactly. Yeah, dude, but that would be it. Body of water with the lady. Probably the family there, too.
Pool, lake, pond.
Lake or ocean?
Pond for you.
Lake or beach?
Yeah.
Specifically.
I think it's really refreshing to have a lot of new faces in golf, and there's an opening for golf to market back to where it used to be. Well, that would be a happy place for me. Coldplay is trash. Chris Martin sounds like a yelling cat. U2 is trash. Also, Oasis is trash.
What?
Throwing that one out there for good measure.
Damn. Oasis is trash? Is Oasis trash?
I mean, they have, what, 3 songs?
They're good, though.
They're a trash group because of what they are. They're 2 brothers that can't get along who fought each other in a France concert.
Yes, that part's completely fair.
I'm not cool. Your name's not Liam. Yes. We wish we were the Beatles. I write the songs. You sing them. And then maybe... Like, that song goes on way too long. Can we agree?
So good.
Great song. Champagne Supernova. Wonderwall. Yeah. Great song. Staples in my life. But we can agree that... Faster than a cannonball. Just get to it.
Yeah, you could cut it.
You could take some inches off, Conor McGregor. Somebody says Red Rocks.
Nice.
Golf course at 7:30 a.m. You ain't lying. My happy place, if I'm going to be honest with you, it's 1 of 2 places. It is either the driving range or the golf course. Because everything gets turned off, right? I might snap a picture and put it on Twitter to let you know I'm golfing that nobody cares about. But I like to see other people get engaged with, like, the golf. Like, oh, I just played there yesterday. Or know what hole I'm on. Like, oh, that's hole 3. It's Stone Canyon. Gorgeous view.
But yeah, on a golf course, on a driving range, I have zero trouble, zero bubbles in my cooler. I have zero trouble, zero bubbles in my mind. And I just get to play golf. Like, I stopped getting angry at golf. I'm not a good golfer. I'm average, but I'm out there to have fun. Turn the entire world off. Sweat a little. Hit a couple bad shots. Hit a couple good shots. Love it. Happy place, for sure. Or, yeah, like you said, too. Body of water. Pool, lake, ocean. I'll be at a really happy place in about a 24-hour period. numb on the gum talking about cocaine. No. My happy place is Friday morning hearing Dustman say, kiss my ass. That's a weird happy place.
Kiss my ass.
Notre Dame fan, so anytime I can go to South Bend, I bet that's tight. Yeah, surprised your happy place isn't Rocky Top.
It's fun.
That's like your rage place.
Yeah, I was about to say.
That's what like Mac turns into, like, you say your full name when you're there.
Yeah, it's 100%.
I am no longer Mac. I am in Rocky Top.
Malachi James has been born.
Yeah, you're like Jim Carrey and Me, Myself, and Irene. You go from Charlie to Hank. Garden City, Missouri, my home. JTR, shout out JTR.
Yeah, totally get that. Home's
sunset
great
on a boat when the water looks like glass, no doubt.
Absolutely.
And then put the song Parrot Bay on. Beep, beep, beep. You ever heard Parrot Bay song?
No.
Great.
Okay.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's like a total like ocean lake type of song. It's
you're
all,
about to be jamming it?
Yeah, it's all saxophones. There's no words.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, they're like, I don't know, they're like a jazzy Wolfpack, if you know who Wolfpack is.
Wolfpack.
Huge. Huge fan.
Yeah, I would love to see them live.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be so good.
I'd turn into Dustin at that concert. Yeah, it's, where is it at? What's the name of this song? I thought I had it. I don't think it's that one. Literally in this playlist, you know I was hammered. I have a song that's called Deep Chills by Walakiki. Uh-oh. You know what that is? Time to check into the flight so I get a little...
Oh.
Yeah, that ain't a bad sound, baby.
There we go.
That's right.
785 says, an empty basketball court, the echo of the dribble. I'm 50, so it takes me back.
I'm okay with that.
That's
with
a good
the squeak
one.
Of your own shoes
oh,
and the swish of your own net.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Temple Bar in Dublin. Live music, fish and chips, and a Guinness.
Yeah, it's called Deep Chills by Parrot K. I'm sure you've heard this song, but listen to this saxophone, dude. Sunset on a boat?
Yeah, dude. Yes.
Yeah, that's what happens on the patio at like 11:30.
Yeah, send me that. Yeah, send me that, baby. Come on.
Literally, the song is called, it just went away.
Damn it.
It's called Deep Chills by Parrot K. You know that's what that song sounds like.
So,
yeah, dude. Yeah, man. Like, that song comes on the patio, and I'm like, I got time for one more. And I proceed to grab two. Like,
816 says, pretty much any disc golf course. I feel that. It's on my list.
Yeah. Golf league Wednesday after work. My happy place is the Royals game at the K, a place I spent many summers at. There you go. Volleyball beach. Nice.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mac on a beach getting pounded. Do we just
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The same thing at the same time?
At the same time. I've been pounded this week. Damn it.
Oh, God, that's great. All right.
What are we doing next segment? I don't even know.
We'll talk some Chiefs. We'll figure it out.
Why don't you tease the next segment and bring us back? I'm kidding. Coming up on the other side, we'll get back into this, Nate. We'll get back into this Rashee Rice audio, and we'll let Max send you off here real quick on 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.